Little Havens Hospice focuses on the individual needs of the children they care for, making every day count for those with life-limiting or life-threatening illnesses in their families. And I'm pleased to welcome back Peter Hall from Little Havens Hospice. Welcome, Peter.
It's good to be here.
It's great to see you again. Now, you were hoping to bring a colleague along with you today, but unfortunately she wasn't able to make it in the end. But you've got a bit of news for us insofar as what you do with Little Havens Hospices, haven't you?
Yes.
Are you allowed to announce this? I've sort of sprung this on you.
Yes, so. In terms of me personally.
Yes, yeah.
Well, yes, I'm happy to share that if any of your listeners are interested. I mean, the charity is such a wonderful organisation. It's been a big part of my life for some 17 years, but I am moving on to pastures new. But I would certainly not, I would want to encourage your listeners to continue to being passionate and supportive of Little Havens, because it's a great charity, and I just wanted to take the opportunity one last time on a personal level to come in, say thank you to the listeners and the whole of the Brentwood community for their support, and encourage them to keep supporting Little Havens, because it's yours, mine, theirs, local children's hospice for Brentwood, and in fact the whole of Essex.
Absolutely. Well, whatever you're moving on to, I wish you the very best of luck, because you've done some great work for Little Havens, and I'm sure you can continue that wherever you're going. Yeah?
Thank you.
Now, as I say, it's good to have you back again. We last met back in June when we heard about Katie's story from her wonderful mum Dee Anderson. Dee was absolutely amazing that day, wasn't she?
Do you know, I've just met her before I came along to see you, Bob.
Yeah.
And she is a really lovely lady and a busy lady. She also runs her own business in Worley, so yeah. She had to get back to the business. But do you know what, she's not been resting at all. She's just been working even harder
for the hospice,
on an event that's coming up in just a few weeks' time.
All right, more on that later, yeah. So for anyone who doesn't know, tell us briefly about Little Havens Hospice and the great work that goes on there.
Well, as you said in your intro, and it's great that you do your homework, Bob, that makes my job so much easier. Yeah. Little Havens is all about living.
Yeah.
It's not about dying, it's about making every day count, in fact every moment of every day count,
yeah,
for children and families living with life-limiting or life-threatening conditions from across the whole county. So that's Brentwood, the surrounding area, but across the whole county of Essex. And we've been doing that since 1998.
Yeah.
And in that time we've cared for hundreds and thousands of families that need our support. We do that through respite care, so that's planned breaks,
yeah,
where the family can just come for a few days at a time and get a rest and do the things that we take for granted with our children and grandchildren, which is go to the park, watch a film together, just having a meal, going out to play, which at home, if you're looking after a seriously ill, life-limited loved one or child, is pretty much impossible, because
yeah,
it's full on 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And we do that for children aged zero, so from babes in arms, right up to 19 for Little Havens. And in fact, we go beyond that. We do what we call transition care,
yep,
because we've just welcomed into the Havens family the Jays Hospice,
okay,
and they provide a home respite service for life-limited older teenagers up to around about 40. So we really do cater for the whole age range.
Yeah, fantastic work. Well, since we last met back in June, and I've had a sneaky look at your website, it looks like you've had some great fundraising events since last June. Can you tell us about some of them that's gone on?
Yeah, well, there's been so much going on. We do our own hospice events, but also we love to shout about and share the wonderful work that our supporters do in the community, because
yeah,
the care that we provide is free of charge. We can't, for our families, we can't do that without people fundraising in the community. So this last summer, we've called it what we named it as our swashbuckling summer of fun.
Right.
So people have been dressing up as pirates and having pirate themed parties and having sea shanties, sing-alongs and pirate-themed quizzes, and that's what fundraising should be. Of course it's about raising money for a cause that's going to make a difference to local families, but it's doing it with a smile on your face.
Absolutely.
And having fun.
Absolutely. And I was reading on the website, three youngsters have raised over £1,500 for Little Haven Hospices through a variety of fundraising events. There was Emma Potter, who's just 9 years old. She was going on a two-day hike with her cub pack, covering a distance of 20 87.2 miles, and she decided to turn the hike into a fundraising opportunity, and she ended up raising over £700 doing that, which is amazing.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah. And you know, in some ways, it doesn't matter whether it's £70, £700 or £7,000, as long as people do something. And it's great to see young people really stepping out beyond themselves, being encouraged by their parents and their schools, linking up with their schools to do some fundraising and saying, do you know what, we want to raise some money for our peers, other children who are just like us, who want to have fun.
Yes, and thinking of others as well, instead of being in a sort of enclosed little world.
Yeah, and we're great at encouraging that and giving loads of support. So if your listeners are thinking, do you know, my son or daughter could do that through their school, or we could do something as a family, they don't have to walk 27 miles or run marathons. No. It might just be a simple cake sale or a boot sale or a dress down day at school or in the workplace. We've got lots of ideas, lots of support and encouragement from the hospice for them.
Yeah, I mean, there's been people opening their gardens to the public as well, raising money, things like that.
Absolutely, people having a party to celebrate, you know, diamond wedding anniversaries, or in lieu of birthday presents or wedding presents, because we get to a certain age in life, don't we, where we've pretty much got everything that we need. Yeah. The most precious of all those commodities, of course, is our health.
Yes.
So why not help people, you know, who don't have that? And if you've got a big birthday or a wedding anniversary coming up, or even if you don't have an excuse to do that, just have a bit of a party or invite people to donate instead of bringing along gifts. And we'd be so grateful at the hospice.
Wonderful, yeah. So very busy summer by the look of it. And I know you've got some events coming up in the near future for fundraisers and what have you, including one that Dee Anderson, I think, is heavily involved in. That's Little Havens Community Ball.
Yes, well, Dee, along with two others from Little Havens, a chap called Darren and a lady called Ali, who are all Little Havens mums and dads, so they either have received support or their families currently being supported or using our hospice services. They've been so inspired and amazed by the support that we continue to give them that they've organised a ball.
Fantastic.
And this is the third year that it's happening.
Yeah, and it's been very popular in the past, I believe.
The first 2 years were fantastic, and this year is set to be a sellout, we hope. Yeah. And it's taking place on the 7th of October, which is a Saturday night, over at Pontlands Park in the lovely marquee there in Baddow.
Right.
And there's a cracking live band, wonderful food, a Bucks Fizz reception, there's a charity casino table, there's table magicians, and actually just a great time guaranteed.
Yeah.
And we'd love it if maybe some of your Phoenix FM 98 FM listeners would be interested in coming along. We'd love to see them there. Tables are made up of 10, but you don't have to get a table together. If you're a couple or even an individual that wants to come to the ball, then we can match you up with other people on the table.
So
all we'd encourage you to do is just pick up the phone if you'd like to find out more, and you can actually pay for your places, which are £55 a head, over the phone. The number to call if you'd like to find out more about the ball and to book your place is 01702 220305.
Well remembered. Very good. Well, that's, I'm looking at a picture of what I assume is last year's event.
Yes.
Looks absolutely marvellous. Everyone's dressed up to the nines and having a great time. Really,
it was wonderful. Everybody danced all night, and they're still talking about it a year later and wanting to come back, which is great. But we've still got a couple more tables we need to fill up.
Okay.
So would encourage anyone listening to pick up the phone and come along.
Fantastic. All right. The other big thing on the horizon is Hospice Care Week, I believe, yeah?
Yes. That happens every year, and it does what it says on the tin. It's all about recognising the incredible care and support that hospices provide for children and adults up and down the UK.
Yep.
So this year's Hospice Care Week is between the 9th and the 15th of October.
Okay.
We obviously want to encourage your listeners to do something for their local hospice, whether that's St Francis or specifically Little Havens as their local children's hospice. We're encouraging people to have a bit of a bake-off.
Right.
which is quite topical.
Because all of course,
the new series is back again anyway. And, and in my mind, my fundraising tends to be directed by my stomach, as is a lot of people's. And I think cakes are a great way of raising money. So that's all you bakers out there, whether it's at school or in the office or at home with family and friends, get together, bake some cakes, raise some money for the hospice. There's lots of information on the website, and we can provide banners and balloons and of course those all important collecting buckets and tins. The number again to call is 01702 220305 for more information, or you can log on to the website, which is havenshospices.org.uk.
Fantastic. A good way to raise money and have a lot of fun and cake at the same time.
Yeah. You can have your cake and eat it and raise some money for those children and families. We'd be so grateful.
Wonderful. What else you got coming up in the near future?
Well, of course, we're thinking already, now the summer is over, about Christmas. Yep. So we'd encourage those listeners to think about their festive fundraising. So you might be a member of a church group or a social club. You might belong to a choir. Maybe you could help at one of our local collections in Brentwood or beyond. Or you could just do something with your local social club or workplace or at your school. So, again, if you love Christmas, and let's face it, who doesn't? Then you know, great opportunity maybe to wear a silly Santa hat or do something festive in the office and encourage some donations. So we'd love people to get in touch on the same number that I gave you earlier, Southend 220305, just to register your interest to do some fundraising at Christmas. We'll provide you with lots of ideas and lots of support to make it happen.
Yeah, wonderful. Now I know you get tremendous help from a large band of volunteers. You still looking for volunteers at the moment?
Always looking for volunteers. In fact, we're recognising our volunteers and our staff this coming Wednesday. We have a long service award and an Every One of Us awards happening in Southend, where we recognise the great contribution of staff and volunteers across the charity. We have between 900 and 1,000 volunteers across the organisation. That includes our adult hospice. They save us £2.5 million
That's
a year because
it?
Of the time and expertise that they give. But we always need local people to help at local events, or maybe look at forming a fundraising group locally, getting involved in different ways, whether that's at the hospice or in the community. So again, we would encourage you to get in touch and we'll have a chat with you and meet over a coffee and go from there.
Well, fantastic. I mean, if you're out there wondering what to do with your time, you've got some spare time, I can't think of anything better you could dedicate some of your time to helping out the hospice. So absolutely fantastic. Well, I know you've given us the contact details, but in case anyone missed it, can you tell us how people can get in touch with you, either if they want to volunteer or help with fundraising?
Yep. If they want to volunteer, they need to ring through to the general hospice number, which is 01702, that's Southend, 220350, and ask to speak to volunteer services, or just let them know that you're inquiring about volunteering and you'll be put in touch with the right people. Or if it's anything to do with fundraising, 01702 220305, and the website address one more time is havenshospices.org.uk. and of course, not forgetting, you can donate on the website. It's very easy to do, just by clicking a button and pledging some money. That would be wonderful.
Fantastic. Well, thanks very much, Peter. Once again, good luck in your new venture. Sorry we won't be seeing you again here on behalf of Little Havens Hospice, but whoever's taking over from you, perhaps they could come in. They're more than welcome. Keep up all the good work at the hospice, and thanks for coming in to tell us all about it today. That's Peter Hall.
It's a pleasure. Thanks,
Peter.